We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 21, verses 17 through 26. Picking up again at verse 17, when we arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers received us warmly. And the next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present. And Paul greeted them and reported in great detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. Now, we were noting last time that there has been a transition that has taken place throughout these different chapters in the book of Acts. We began, of course, on the day of Pentecost with Peter firmly in control of the band of first-tier apostles. It was Peter who was doing the preaching. It was Peter who appeared before the Sanhedrin. It was Peter and John who healed the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. But as time goes by, each time that we see Paul going back to Jerusalem to report what's going on with the Gentiles or to defend his ministry to the Gentiles, we notice that there is a change in the faces that are at the table. We've gone from Peter and John and the elders, and now all of a sudden we are at a place where we only see James and the elders in chapter 21. A large group of elders have now become part of the leadership in Jerusalem. And when Paul arrives this time to meet, it is only James, the Lord's half-brother, who appears to be leading the council. Now, it's apparent that James is greatly respected and honored for his godly ministry by the church's leaders and the rank and file of Jewish believers in Jerusalem. Considering the fact that the Jerusalem church now numbered in the thousands, the body of elders must have been substantial. My point is that a leadership transition has indeed taken place. The church is no longer directed solely by the original apostles. They are not doing the day-to-day ministry that they had done at one point. They have mentored others and given them a place of great responsibility in the Jerusalem church. Now, John Stott makes an interesting point about his fourth meeting of Paul and the apostles. Here's what he writes. Luke presents his readers with a dramatic situation, fraught with both risk and possibility. For James and Paul were the representative leaders of two Christianites, Jewish and Gentile. I think that's a very key statement. These two leaders of these epicenters of the first century church are now meeting together. The Jewish Messianic Church, with its headquarters in Jerusalem, is led, of course, by James. And the Gentile church, with its headquarters in Syrian Antioch, is really seen as being led by the Apostle Paul. And so we have the two epicenters of the church of that time meeting together. And I think John Stott makes a very good point when he says that we have a dramatic situation fraught with both risk and possibility. James represents this very strong Jewish-based messianic church, and Paul represents the Gentile church that he has spread throughout Asia Minor and so many parts of Greece. And the two leaders are now in the room with the elders to discuss what next. Join me again for Verse by Verse.